great. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I'm good. I mean, I have another Windows machine here. I can play with it beforehand. But one, the other thing I like about Windows, the Windows does really well, is the remote desktop. So if you have a Mac, for example, and you want, you just load up, you put the Windows app on it. They call it Windows app now. They don't call it remote desktop. But you put the Windows app on your Mac, and then you can remote desktop into your Windows box, and it's almost like you have, you know, it'll full screen it, and you can like use it as if you were in front of the machine, which is kind of nice. But they do a better job than say like if you're doing Linux with VNC and all that stuff. So that's also a lot of times I will plug my radio into the computer and it's downstairs, but I want to like sit in my comfortable chair in another room, and I'll because working on the code plug, you know how that is. You got to sit down for a little while, and so it works out really nicely that way.
Yeah, well, if you're gonna play with WSL Linux distributions, Windows 11 works a lot better. Windows 10, there's a lot of it does it, but there's a lot of things that needed to be done and added, and you spend a lot of time frogging around, whereas Windows 11 kind of has it natively. You just go into the accessories, you turn on WSL, and then you open up the PowerShell, and you type in WSL and EXE, and if you just type that in, it'll automatically start installing the latest version of Ubuntu. But if that's not your favorite, -L-O, and then it gives you like 15 choices of operating systems, so whatever one you prefer.